Welcome to Change by Grace Community Church. In March of 2002, a few people met in the home of Steve and Teresa Herford to pray about starting a new church in Jacksonville, Florida, in the suburban area known as Ocean Way. After three meetings together, a launch date was set for April 7, 2002. Since the church began already with a full media ministry consisting of a 15-minute daily radio program on WROS AM 1050, and an internet website, the new church took its name from those ministries to be called Change by Grace Community Church. On our launch Sunday, we met in the home of Steve and Teresa Herford. Borrowing a living room to set up musical instruments and a dining room for chairs, our first service was complete. Pastor Steve Herford led the new congregation in a blend of hymns and praise courses, which followed by the Lord's Supper and a message called Preach the Word, from 2 Timothy 4:1. Some of our first activities as a church was the honoring of all mothers on Mother's Day. Charles Herford made all the mothers a beautiful cake and even surprised Mike Miller with a Mr. Mom cake because of his dedication to children. The day concluded with a cookout and picnic at Hannah Park, where we shared together in food, fun, and of course, good fellowship. This day also became our first outreach. We had one visitor to our service as well as one at our cookout. As we began to structure our time together as a new church, Pastor Steve began a Tuesday night Bible study that met in other homes. The first was on the topic of evangelism called Share Jesus Without Fear. Every member participated in this class to refine their understanding of presenting the gospel. Change by Grace Community Church has an outreach ministry on WROS AM 1050. Monday through Friday at 10:15 a.m. This program called Change by Grace began as a teaching ministry of Pastor Steve Herford in a former church. God has used this ministry to bring new people into our fellowship as well as our first baptism. After 2 months of rearranging the living room and dining room, the church decided to purchase a 12 by 24 prefab building and placed it on the property of Steve and Teresa Herford. This building would serve as a place to hold our weekly worship services until another location was secured. Over a period of 9 months, the members participated in the interior construction of the building. From adding insulation, sheetrock, paneling, to installing vinyl flooring and carpet, our new building would continue to take on form as our temporary meeting place. In September of 2002, we baptized our first member in a swimming pool on the property. Terrence and Tamara Simmons had completed our new members class to become our first addition since our inception. Other ministries began to form since our first meeting. A Sunday school class for toddlers and a club called RWF, which stands for Real Working Faith based on James 2:18. This club included weekly Bible studies, music, and mission projects to the community and abroad. They've done yard work for the elderly, housework for shut-in, food boxes with Campus Crusade, and a project with the Voice of the Martyrs. In the following pictures, they presented a program called An Evening in Pakistan as a ministry to persecuted believers. There have been other outreach ministries that have merged, an art class to homeschoolers, as well as a craft night to the neighborhood. All of the ministries of Change by Grace Community Church have a purpose of reaching others for Christ and edifying believers. Yes, and there's also time for horsing around. Whether through activities or Bible studies, Change by Grace exists for the purpose of glorifying God, maturing the believer, and leading everyone to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.